making a difference in the hockey world. It's Coach Ben Hagerman. Thank you very much for joining me. Can we start off with you telling me a bit about how you got involved in coaching hockey?
Yeah, it's nothing much to it, really. Like, I obviously played the hockey a long time at minor hockey and then the junior level here in Napanee. And it got time to, I guess I was finishing up university and moving back home. And a family friend was coaching his son, and he needed an assistant. It was back in my hometown of Stirling. And I thought to myself, well, really, you know, my single at the time, no kid, just getting my feet underneath me, so to speak. Why not? So I took the leap with him, and it was a under 18 team. And I really enjoyed the kids, and I really enjoyed the practices and the feeling of being part of something competitive. That kind of gave me the bug. And then I actually moved to Napanee full-time that year sometime and ended up getting involved in the Napanee Stars minor hockey program and coached kind of 12-year-old age group. Really, really loved it. And basically, I think I'm heading into year 11 or 12 and just continually enjoying it more and more every year, quite frankly.
Awesome. The next question I'll ask, what has been one of the biggest challenges for you or that you have faced while coaching?
I think there's a couple things. Like, I think outside distractions are something that are challenging no matter what walk of life you're dealing with, whether it be a part-time job when you're a teenager, raising your family, whatever the case may be. But in coaching, that usually means parental involvement that are distracting what you're trying to accomplish in your team. A lot of the time as a coach, you're so focused on getting the entire group playing as one, and you're not really honing in on an individual's concerns as much as a parent might. So it's juggling those concerns from parents, as well as keeping a streamlined focus on making the group play better and improve together.
And now I'll ask, what advice would you give to anyone else who's maybe interested in coaching?
I would say that it's a really cool opportunity to learn a lot more about yourself and what you need to work on as a person, what your strengths are, how are you a good communicator? Is communicating something that comes naturally to you or unnaturally to you? How do you deal with conflict? I would say that that's the coolest part about getting involved with coaching.
And now one last question for you. During your time coaching, what's an accomplishment that you are most proud of?
I've had some really cool wins as a coach in the past, whether it be just a regular season game that you came back from or you played really well that you remember. We won a Todd division title a couple of years ago here in Napanee with the Raiders in seven games in overtime. That'll always be something I remember. But just the memories of, you know, and accomplishments of helping kids in their life and being a reference on their application to a job or to post-secondary institutions, or just seeing a former player that you haven't seen in a while and catching up with them is some of the most rewarding parts of it. And knowing you had a bit of an impact in their life, whether it was for a couple years or just a few months.
That's great. Perfect. Alrighty. Well, those are all of the questions that I had for you. So I thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen to all of the interviews now at napaneetoday.ca.